Military spokesman Major General Lul Roy Kong says the White Army militia from Jonglei State has attacked South Sudan People's Defense Force bases in Gumruk and Lilkwangule in the Greater Pibor Administrative Area. Kong says soldiers from the SSPDF's Agrep Independent Brigade in the area fought back before withdrawing from Gumruk.
On the 26th December 2022, Gumruk and Lilkwangule towns came under coordinated attack from armed youth suspected to have come from Greater Jonglei. The force that was deployed in Gumruk resisted their advances for the whole of the afternoon, but in the early hours of December 27, they withdrew back to Pibor. And as of that day, the armed youth from Greater Jonglei effectively took control of Gumruk.
General Kong says SSPDF soldiers who withdrew from Gumruk are still battling in Kongor village in the Lilkwangule Payam. He says attacks on government held bases are, in his words, a clear act of rebellion that must be dealt with.
Of course, it is unacceptable for armed civilians to deliberately attack government held positions with barracks like the one that we heard in Gumruk. It was a declaration on the government, because if they are raiders, if they are looking for cattle, they are looking for livestock, do a military barrack have such a livestock? We do not have. When our base came under attack, it was not having any livestock.
General Kong says the National Army is mandated to protect civilians and their property. He says if the militia does not withdraw from the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, the SSPDF will continue to fight.
When they attack Gumruk, our forces fought back in self-defense. But of course, they were outnumbered, they were outgunned, and as a result, they had to pull back. Okay. You know, the White Army came in thousands. I'm sure you had seen the statement I released. It was strongly worded. And if they do not stop attacking our positions, we'll continue engaging with them. We'll continue engaging them.
John Abula, the Deputy Chief Administrator of the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, says the security situation is worrying as the White Army controls Gumruk County. Abula says the area's residents have fled their homes.
Where there is fighting always, there will be no any civilian that can endure to stay in that terrible situation. They scattered to the bushes. They are not in town. So there will be no food. There is no food. There is no shelters. And there is no even medical services for them. So automatically it needs the humanitarian agencies and the government and the national government to come up with something that can rescue these people.
Deputy Chief Administrator Abula urges the national government in Juba to intervene in Pibor. He also urges his counterpart in Jonglei State to ask their youth to stop fighting and return to the estate. South Sudan in Focus contacted Information Minister Michael Makwe to comment on this story, but he did not answer his phone. Yesterday, Abraham Kelang, the Information Minister in the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, told this program that at least 56 people have been killed and 17 others injured in attacks. John Samuel Manyuan, the Jonglei State Information Minister, condemned the attacks and called on the armed youth to return to their homes immediately, and said attacking neighbors is criminal and unacceptable. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.